Let's open your presents.
The tiny drop of blood from the nick on Bella's finger would be no big deal were she not in a room full of vampires. In the 2008 hit Twilight, she fell in love with Edward, the eternally young teenager of the Cullen clan of vampires who have chosen to live among humans and resist the temptation to eat them. They welcome their son's mortal girlfriend, but Edward realizes every minute together puts her life in danger.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
This is the last time you'll ever see me. Please just promise me you won't do anything reckless.
Bella is heartbroken without her undead soulmate.
It's like a huge hole has been punched through my chest.
Even the devotion of her longtime best friend, Jacob, does little to console her.
I know what he did to you. But Bella, I won't ever hurt you. I promise.
Of course, Jacob is changing too. He's taller, more muscular, and when he gets angry, he transforms into a gigantic werewolf.
Bella!
Run! Jake, run!
Bella's so sure all the time, and this is the one movie where she actually is baffled and totally like, I don't know. And it's weird to play Bella like that because she's so not like that.
Kristen Stewart returns as Bella and says the year since the original Twilight film has turned her character's life upside down.
It was really intense. Just because of the nature of the story, it goes in a completely different direction. We undermine the first. We establish a very ideological idea of love, and basically we tell our main character, our main protagonist, that she was wrong. And it's like, where is our story going to be left if Edward's not there? And what I really love about New Moon is that you see this girl really build herself back up, and by the time she makes the sort of rash decision to spend eternity with a vampire, she's in a position that you actually believe her. You're like, okay, you're old enough, you're mature enough to know.
What really helped was people's anticipation of the movie and the fans of the series' idea about what Bella and Edward's relationship is and what it represents to them.
Robert Pattinson is Edward, and the English-born actor says the entire cast felt the pressure of expectations from avid fans of the first film and all the Twilight novels by author Stephanie Myers.
It's, you know, some kind of ideal for a relationship, and so just playing a scene where you're breaking up the ideal relationship, I felt a lot of the weight behind that, and it also took away your fear of melodrama as well, because it felt kind of seismic, if that's the right word. You could really feel the audience watching as you're doing it.
I don't think there's any way to prepare yourself for this phenomenon. None of us expected it.
17-year-old Taylor Lautner added weight and muscle to fill out his character, Jacob, but he knew the fans would expect no less.
When we were filming Twilight, we didn't expect anything. We were just filming a movie that we wanted the fans to enjoy, and then it kind of just blew into this whole other world. So I don't think there's a way to prepare for that, but yeah, you could definitely say I felt a little bit of pressure trying to bring Jacob's character and Jacob and Bella's relationship alive for the fans, because this movie definitely develops their relationship and it sets up the love triangle. So it's a very important story.
About a week before this was offered to me, I was saying to a friend, why are they making so many vampire movies? I just don't get it.
Chris Weitz stepped in to direct New Moon, replacing Catherine Hardwicke, who helmed the first film. No stranger to teenage romances, he made the first two American Pie comedies. Weitz says the appeal of vampires was a puzzle to him.
I still don't understand why. I usually end up mumbling something about it being a very adaptable metaphor, and that in the 80s it could be about AIDS, in the 90s it could be about greed. I think now really it's about the sense that the person that you fall in love with for the first time is something other than you, something higher, something unattainable and transcendent.
Well, that's Edward. He thinks you're dead.
What?
He's going to the Volturi. He wants to die too.
Of course, fans know New Moon is not the end of the Twilight saga, as the action moves to Italy, where the Volturi clan sets the rules for vampires. rules that apparently include do not fall in love with mortals.
This may hurt just a little.
No, please!
But for that, they'll have to wait until next year when Eclipse, the third film, arrives at theaters. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.